PSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor. The Scala Report with Chris Riegel, CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm doing business on all the major continents. And we go to Asia right now, China. Bloomberg reporting, China's defense purge strikes at heart of Xi Jinping's military reforms. The defense minister has been replaced by an admiral who is said to have experience in the South China Sea. Shrug. Tencent buybacks hit record as China watchdog roiled markets. This has to do with the decision to ban gambling, online gambling, and then $80 billion went away and now roiled. Xi's mixed messages, writes Bloomberg, leave whiplashed investors wary of China. That's where Chris comes in. Wary of China. Don't you like the metaphor? Bloomberg used to be very pro-China, but that's been gone for some time. Wary of China. Chris, what we've talked about, and good new year to you, is that in December, flight was what was happening in China. Capital leaving as quickly as possible. Some big numbers to show that the stock market crash can't be buoyed by the Communist Party this time. You, however, watch manufacturing numbers. Is there any reason to believe the manufacturing is bottoming? Good evening to you, Chris.
Good evening, John. At this point, no sign yet of manufacturing bottoming, and you're starting to see more restrictions. Just earlier this week, the Dutch government placed a restriction on export of ASML, one of the large semiconductor tool manufacturers, exporting product to China, to say the most advanced technology cannot be shipped to China. So you continue to see restrictions on export to China of advanced tools. You see a continued lighter container and freight business departing China, and you can continue to see the weakness of the consumer globally impacting exports.
And the Chinese unemployment, we do not have numbers. They've told us they're not going to give us numbers. I note at the Panama-Darien Gap crossing, more and more Chinese coming through, flying directly to Ecuador without an entry visa, you don't need one, taking the bus north to Colombia, and then crossing either the Triple Canopy Jungle or by boat to land in Panama, coming through Panama, headed to the southern border, and the southern border is noting more and more Chinese nationals. Is that unemployment? Is that fear? Is that flight? Some of them, Chris, very cleverly, are carrying Bibles, having heard in some fashion, perhaps on TikTok, that the U.S. recognizes religious persecution as an entry talking point for refuge. Have you heard that unemployment is bad enough to drive people to take those risks?
Absolutely, John. Unemployment still is very, very high in China and something that they're not used to in any way. So you have two big flights from China. One is capital, the other is people. And whether that be to the U.S. southern border, whether that be to Singapore, whether that be to Malaysia, you see large numbers of Chinese trying to get out and get out with or without their money because things are challenging in the mainland.
These are young people and they look to be in their 20s, single males, some women, some children, some, and they don't have the language. They do not have English, a couple of phrases, and they have a Huawei translator app, I believe. That's how they do it. They speak into the Huawei phone, and out comes a woman's voice, is what I heard on the video, asking directions to the United Nations camp. That's what they claim is going to wait for them at the end of the Pan-American Highway. Does that all make sense, that that would be spontaneous or organized, Chris?
John, I think there's some spontaneous for what you would consider economic refugees from China. The concern would be the more organized men of military age operating as groups that seem to be potentially Chinese infiltrators or other agents that would be of great concern coming over the border.
We move from East Asia, where there is military conflict, and the defense minister is now, having been disappeared, has now been replaced by an admiral who's the new defense minister, a political admiral who has experience in the South China Sea. So there's plenty of kinetic challenge in East Asia, but now there's this question of flight from East Asia. We move to Europe. The headlines from Europe today are extremely disappointing for people who were looking for a bounce in some fashion or a better year ahead. It has to do with German inflation. The word jump is used. That is a warning sign that it could happen in America. German inflation jumps. Less than expected in boost for ECB. Consumer price rose 3.8% from a year ago in December. The estimated was 3.9%, surged largely due to one-time energy aid payments in late 22. The interpretation here, if I understand central banking, is that the ECB is standing pat and that Germany is either in a recession or sitting right at the edge of a recession. But that recession has not traveled from Europe. Do you see it everywhere, Chris? You have business in all the major countries there. Do you see the recession like Germany in Britain, in other countries?
John, you see the consumer recession throughout Britain, throughout the UK, throughout the Nordics, where consumers are tightening of their grip on cash quite a bit because of the economic challenges as well as the interest rate challenges. In Germany, the onset of that recession really started with the dramatic increase in cost of energy. So until that energy problem is solved, Germany, principally a energy-consuming manufacturing economy, is kind of in a death spiral of unless they can turn on cheap energy again, that economy suffers nothing but downside and risk and inflation to the consumers without that energy source.
I've been told, speaking to Berlin, Judy Dempsey, that the Ostpolitik crowd didn't go away, that they're waiting for the Kiev story to play itself out, probably not happily, and then they can return to energy from Russia. Have you heard anything like this, that we can get over, you know, we can be friends again?
The Germans are actively working on trying to bring in more Russian energy through the southern pipeline after the Nord Stream 2 pipelines were taken offline. So the Germans want to get back to business. They're doing that quietly to not show that realignment with Russia. But everyone in Germany is trying to find an exit or an end to the war to be able to getting back to business and getting back to Russian energy.
Now we come home to America, where it's an election year, so things are not normal. I understand that. The Federal Reserve now is repeating every day, do not count on us cutting rates in March. They've said three cuts are in order. Wall Street, of course, wants eight, and they'll accept six. And the Federal Reserve says not March. Well, it's an election year, so we can look, aside from central banking and from the White House, to look to something substantive as to how the economy is going. And you send me notice, Chris, that Google is considering laying off 30,000 people? These are high-wage people being laid off. Why?
So, John, you're seeing the impacts, starting at Google, of the use of artificial intelligence technology. Google confirmed just before year-end the layoff of 12,000, and it's rumored that up to 30,000 could go over the course of time. But Google is starting to use AI technology in their ad selling and ad trafficking business to improve productivity and lower headcount. This may be one of those first signs of AI having a real impact on the professional employment class and starting to remove jobs that can be done by AI and seeing that really come to fruition.
And does that spread to other parts of Silicon Valley? I think that the largest group would be from the sales department. Does that mean sales at all of the B2B and B2Customer, Oracle, for example, will be laying off equal numbers?
John, it spreads not only through Silicon Valley, but you'll see that increasingly approaching Main Street across the U.S., where things that AI can do, if that's able to remove jobs from the workforce, employers will take those opportunities because of some of the financial pressures on the employers due to inflation.
What does it mean for the rest of the economy? I can't tell at this point, but that seems a big number, given what I've heard for years is that the Google employees are very loyal, they're well taken care of, and they earn high salaries. That'll be a blow to a younger generation. Does this mean that tech is looking at the word recession again in 2024, having weathered through 2023?
John, I think you look at it from two different lenses. One, it's certainly challenging for the state of California because of the concentration of tech in California. As these rounds of tech layoffs short-term occur, it's going to be very, very painful with income taxes from those employees going down. However, the beauty of the U.S. economy is creative destruction. Those people departing Google will find other jobs, may start new companies, may start new industries and opportunities. So within this great system that we have, while it will be painful in the short term, longer term, it will lead to new innovation, new startups, new opportunities going forward.
Unemployment in Asia, recession in Germany, and unknown but Google in America. Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm. This is the Scala Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,